The following is a class on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 6, Text 18, given by His Divine Grace Srila Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, recorded on the 19th of November 1990 in Adelaide, Australia.
Narayana Namaskrutyam Naramscaiva Naruttamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Vedi Ramayane Saiva Prani Bharati Tatha Adyuchanti Cha Madhye Cha Hari Sarvatra Giyate Mukam karoti vachalam Panglangayate girin Jatkrupastamam bandi Sri Guru Dinatarine Paramananda Madhavam Negama kalpatra galitam phalam sukam mukhatam sadrava sanchitam Pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasikabhu vibhavuka anartho pasamang sakhyat bhakti jogam adhukhyaji lokasya janato vidvans chakri sattvata sangitam jasyang vaisruyamanayang krishni paramapurusi bhakti rutpadyati punsa sokamoho bhayapaha srimad bhagavatam puranamamalam jad vaisramanam priyam Jasmin paramahansyamekamamalam jnanam parangiyate tatra jnano viraga bhakti saitam naiskarmya mabhiskritam tatshunam supathan vicharana paro bhaktya vimuchye nara arthoyam brahma sutranam bharatartho vininnaya gayotri bhasyarupaso vedartho paribuhita sarva veditihasanam sarum sarum samudhrutam Sarovidanta sarum hi srimad bhagavatam isyati tadrasamruta truptasya nanyatra sidrati kutit Krishna bhakti rasa soro Sri bhagavato Krishna bhakti rasa Tate vedo sastra hoite paramamato Tate vedo sastra hoite paramamato Chari vedo upanishade jato kichu hoyo Chari Veda Upanishade Jata Kichu Haya Taro Artho Loya Vyaso Karilo Sanchayo Taro Artho Loya Vyaso Sutre Jairu Visaya Vachana Jai Sutre Jairu
Visaya Vachana
Bhagavate Seiru Shlokani Bandhana Bhagavate Seiru Shloka Nibandha Jibero Nistaro Lagi Sutra Kailo Vyaso Jibero Nistaro Lagi Maya Badi Bhasya Sunile ಹೋಯಿ ಸರ್ಬುನಾಶು ಮಾಯಾವಾದಿ ಭಸುನಿಲೆ ಯೋ ಭಗವತ ಪಡು ವೈಷ್ಣವೀರ ಸ್ಥಾನಿ ಆಶ್ರಯಕೋರು ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಣಿ ಏಕಂತೋ ಆಶ್ರಯಕೋರು ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಭಾಗವತ ಜಿನಾಮಾನಿ ಶ್ರೀಜವನ ಸಮ ಭಾಗವತ ಜಿನಾಮ ತಾರು ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಅಚಿ ಜನ್ಮಿ ಜನ್ಮಿ ಪ್ರಭು ಜಮೋ ತಾರು ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಅಚಿ ಜನ್ಮಿ ಜನ್ಮಿ ಪ್ರಭು ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯೋ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯೋ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 6 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 19 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 6 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 19 ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ರಾಜನ್ ಪತಿ ಗುರುವರಂ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 6 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 19 ಇಸ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ರಾಜನ್ ಪತಿ ಗುರು ಅಳಂ ಭವತಾಂ ಜದುನಾಂ ದೈವಂ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಕುಲಪತಿ ಕಿಂಕರ ಅಸ್ತು ಏವಂ ಅಂಗ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಭಜತಾಂ ಮುಕುಂದೋ ಮುಕ್ತಿಂ ದದಾತಿ ಕರೀಚಿ ಸ್ಮ ನ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಂ ರಾಜನ್ ಪತಿರ್ ಗುರು ಅಳಂ ಭವತಾಂ ಜದೂನಾಂ ದೈವಂ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಕುಲಪತಿ ಕೋಚ ಕಿಂಕರೋ ಅಸ್ತೋಂ ಅಂಗ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಭಜತಾಂ ಮುಕುಂದೋ ಮುಕ್ತಿಂ ದದಾತಿ ಕರಿ ಚೇತ್ ಸ್ಮ ನ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಂ
ಯೆಸ್
ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ Rajan.
Rajan.
O my dear king.
O my dear king.
Patihi.
Patihi.
Maintainer.
Maintainer.
Guru.
Guru.
Spiritual master.
Spiritual
master. Alam.
Alam.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Bhavatam.
Bhavatam.
Of you. Jaduna, Jadu
dynasty,
the Ibam, the worshipable
deity,
Priyaha,
very dear friend,
Kulapatihi, master of the dynasty, Kwacha, sometimes even, Kinkaraha, servant, Baha, of you, the Pandavas, Astu, to be sure, Evam, Das, Anga, O King,
Bhagavan,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhajatam, of those devotees engaged in service, Mukunda, the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukti, liberation, Dadati, delivers, Karichit, at any time,
small,
end it, now, not, Bhakti Yogam, loving devotional service. Rajan Patir Gurvalam Bhavatam Jadunam Daivam Priyakulapati Kocha Kinkarovaha Astovam Anga Bhagavan Bhajatam Mukundo Mukting Dadati Karichit Smana Bhakti Yogam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami continued, my dear king, the supreme person Mukunda is actually the maintainer of all the members of the Pandavas and Jadu dynasties. He is your spiritual master, worshipable deity, friend, and the director of your activities. To say nothing of this, he sometimes serves your family as a messenger or servant. This means he worked just as ordinary servants do. Those engaged in getting the Lord's favor attain liberation from the Lord very easily. But he does not very easily give the opportunity to render direct service unto him. Please repeat the translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued.
My dear king,
the Supreme Person Mukunda is actually the maintainer of all members of the Pandava and Jadu dynasties. He is your spiritual master, worshipable deity,
friend,
and the director of your activities. To say nothing of this, he sometimes serves your family as a messenger or servant. This means he works just as ordinary servants do. Those engaged in getting the Lord's favor attain liberation from the Lord very easily. But he does not very easily give the opportunity to render direct service unto him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. While instructing Maharaj Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami thought it wise to encourage the king, because the king might be thinking of the glorious position of various royal dynasties. Especially, glorious is the dynasty of Priyabrata, in which the Supreme Lord Rishabhdev incarnated. Similarly, the family of Uttanapada Maharaj, the father of Maharaj Dhruva, is also glorious due to King Prithu's taking birth in it. The dynasty of Maharaj Raghu is glorified because Lord Ramchandra appeared in that family. As far as the Jadu and Kuru dynasties are concerned, they existed simultaneously, but of the two, the Jadu dynasty was more glorious due to the appearance of Lord Krishna. Maharaj Parikshit might have been thinking that the Kuru dynasty was not as fortunate as others, because the Supreme Lord didn't appear in that family, neither as Krishna, Lord Ramchandra, Lord Rishabhdev, or Maharaj Prithu. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj was encouraged by Sukadeva Goswami in this particular verse. The Kuru dynasty may be considered more glorious due to the presence of devotees like the five Pandavas who rendered annual devotional service. Although Lord Krishna didn't appear in Kuru dynasty, he was so obligated to the Pandavas' devotional service that he acted as a maintainer of the family and spiritual master of the Pandavas. Although he took birth in Yadu dynasty, Lord Krishna was more affectionate to the Pandavas. By his actions, Lord Krishna proved that he was more inclined to the Kuru dynasty than the Yadu dynasty. Indeed, Lord Krishna indebted to the Pandavas' devotional service, sometimes acted as their messenger, and he guided them through many dangerous situations. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit should not have been saddened because Lord Krishna didn't appear in his family. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always inclined towards his pure devotees, and by his action, it is clear that liberation is not very important for the devotees. Lord Krishna easily gives one liberation, but he doesn't so easily give one the facility to become a devotee. Muktiṃ dadāti karicismāna bhakti yogam. Directly or indirectly, it is proved that bhakti yoga is the basis for the supreme relationship with the Supreme Lord. It is far superior to liberation. For a pure devotee of the Lord, mukti is automatically attained. Most important verse. Rajan patir guru alam bhavatam jadunam daivam priyam kulapati kohacha kinkaro vaha. Astoevam anga bhagavan bhadatam kundo muktiṃ dadāti karicismāna bhakti yogam. Sukadeva Goswami continued, my dear king, the Supreme Person Mukunda is actually the maintainer of all members of the Pandavas and Yadu dynasties. He is your spiritual master, worshipable deity, friend, and the director of your activities. To say nothing of this, he sometimes serves your family as a messenger or a servant. This means he worked as ordinary servants do. Those engaged in getting the Lord's favor attain liberation from the Lord very easily, but he doesn't very easily give the opportunity to render that service unto him. Maktiṃ dadāti karijismāna bhakti yogam. The most important verse. Here, Sukadeva Goswami says to Parikshit Maharaj how Krishna is so dear to them, to the Pandav families. Though Krishna appeared in Yadu dynasty, still is very dear to Pandavas, because Pandavas are very dear devotees of Krishna, very dear devotees of Krishna. And those who are dear devotees of Krishna, they are very dear to him. Namang sadheti yoga no sankhya no dharma uddhava no sudhyaya tapastyaga jatha bhakti mamurjita. Yes, na tathami priyatamam atma jonir na shankaraha na cha shankarsana na lakmi cha jatha na cha atma. He said that thing to Uddhava, isn't it? Krishna is only achieved through bhakti yoga. Namam sadhit yogam na sankhyam na dharma uddhava na sudhyaya tapas tyaga jatha bhaktir mamurjita. 11th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says this thing to Uddhava. Only through bhakti I can be achieved. One can understand me and approach me. By dint of mystic yoga system, nobody can approach me or understand me. Yogam no sankhyam, by analytical study, sankhya alachana, nobody can attain me. na jogam, na sankhyam, na dharmam. If someone may be very strictly following the principles of religion, dharma, still he cannot attain me. Na sankhyam, na jogam, na dharmam, na sodhyayo. Someone may be studying Vedas, acquiring Vedic knowledge, becoming proficient in Veda, still he cannot understand me and approach me. Stapa, tyaga. Someone may undergo very severe austerity, tapasya, penance, still he cannot understand me or approach me. Someone may be very, very detached, practice very strict vairagya, detachment, still he cannot understand me. Jatha bhaktir mamorjita, as I am understood and approached through bhakti. Bhakti is the only process. Bhakti is the only process to understand Krishna and to approach his lotus feet. No other process is there. Only one process is recommended, is bhakti. Bhaktyahu ekoya grajyo. He has said that thing. Bhaktyastu ananya labhyo. Through unalloyed devotion, one can approach Krishna. Bhaktyam ekaya grajyo. I am only achieved through bhakti. Repeatedly, this has been said in all Vedic scriptures. And one who becomes his pure devotee, unalloyed devotee, Krishna is very dear, becomes so dear to him. Here it is said. Here is clearly Sukadeva Goswami says, how Krishna worked, served the Pandavas as a messenger or servant. This means he worked just as ordinary servants do. He became the messenger and servant of the Pandavas. Because Pandavas are so dear devotees of Krishna. Aham bhakto paradhina sutantra ivadija sadhuvir grasta hrudayar bhaktir bhakta jana priyaha. Ninth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find this thing. Though Krishna is supremely independent, still he says, aham bhakto paradhina. Asvatantra ivadija sadhvi grasta hudera bhaktir bhakta jana priya. I have no independence, he says. Though he is supremely independent, I have no independence. Then, is he dependent upon somebody?
No.
No? I am bhakto paradhina. I am dependent on my devotee. Do you understand? I have no independence. I have no independence. Though he is supremely independent. Matta parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, there is nobody superior to me. Is there anybody superior to Krishna? He is supreme personality of Godhead. He is Swara Parama Krishna. Supreme controller, supreme Iswara. Haristveka tattvam vidhishiva suresa pranamitam. Lord Hari is the supreme truth. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Indra, all are his subordinates. Egali Iswara Krishna are sabhrutya. Krishna is the only Iswara. All are his subordinates. That's a fact. Do you understand? But here Krishna says, aham bhakto paradhino. He says, I have no independence. I am dependent on my devotee. Do you understand? That means a devotee is greater than Krishna, isn't it? Devotee, a dear devotee becomes greater than Krishna. And Krishna works as just as an ordinary servants do to serve that devotee. You understand? Krishna becomes his servant. But devotee doesn't want this thing. Krishna is the supreme Lord. Krishna is my worshipable deity. Krishna is the beloved of my heart. Huh? Isn't it? Krishna is the worshipable deity, so worshipable deity of one and all, of all. How Krishna will act as and serve as a servant of mine? Will a devotee allow this thing? Devotee will never allow. Why? Why Krishna will do like that thing? I am to serve Krishna. Why Krishna will serve me? But Krishna is so dear to his devotees, he always seeking opportunity how to serve my devotee. You understand? He always seeking opportunity how to serve my devotee. Unnoticingly, you understand? Unnoticingly, Krishna follows his devotee. So dear devotee, to get a dust, to get some dust from his Lord feet, if I can get some dust from such devotee, the dear devotee of mine, I'll be purified. Do you understand? Unnoticingly he is following. So it is said, bhakta bhaktiman. Bhakta is said as bhagavata bhaktiman. But Krishna is said to be bhakta bhaktiman. Do you understand what I say? It's very difficult on your part to understand. Isn't it? Does somebody understand? Krishna is known as bhakta bhaktiman. And bhakta is known as bhagavata bhaktiman. Huh? You understand? Dinamand? Huh? Yes, devotee is known as Bhagavad Bhakti Man. That means renders bhakti to the Lord. But Krishna is known as Bhakta Bhakti Man. Krishna renders service to his dear devotee. This is a wonderful thing. You understand? And Krishna always seeks to get some dust from the lotus feet of that devotee. Then I'll be purified. Is Krishna impure? He's supremely pure. But he seeks. He wants some dust from the lotus feet of his dear devotee that I'll be purified. You understand? And that you can also see. That story is there. How such devotees are very dear to Krishna. Those who can, those who have developed pure love for Krishna. Pure love. Sadamuktopi badhosmi bhakteno sneharajjubhi. Do you understand? Sadamuktopi badhosmi bhakteno sneharajjubhi. Krishna says, Supreme Lord says this thing to Prahlad Maharaj. Though I am supremely independent, still I am bound up with the rope of love of my devotee. My devotee has bound me up with the rope of love in his heart. You understand? In his heart, that devotee has bound him up. And Krishna has no power to break that bondage. He becomes powerless. He's supremely powerful, omniscient, omnipotent. Who is omnipotent? Supremely powerful. He says, I have no power. I'm bound up. Do you understand? This is wonderful. Who can bind Krishna? Can you bind Krishna? Krishna is supremely independent, supreme person. You understand? Only a pure devotee can bind. Mother Yashoda has bound him up, isn't it? Mother Yashoda could bind him up. And those who are pure devotees, they have bound Krishna in their heart. The rope of love. Sadamuktopi badhasmi bhakti no sneharajjuvi. Supreme Lord says this thing. Though I am supremely independent, still I am bound up with the love of rope of my devotee. I have no power, no strength to break that bondage. This is most important thing. Suddha bhave brajeshwari koroi bundhan. You see. Suddha bhave brajeshwari koroi bundhan. Suddha bhave sokha kore skandhi arohana. Isn't it? Suddha bhave sokha kore skandhi arohana. It's only suddha bhava. Pure love. Nothing else. It's pure love. Suddha prem. So Brajeshwari, Mother Yashoda, could bind him. And the cowherd boys, those who are playing with Krishna in Vrindavan, they are pure friends. Suddha sakhya, pure friendship. So Krishna was carrying Siddham Gopa on his shoulder, isn't it? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of pure love. Nothing else. Suddha bhave sakha kare skandhya arohana. And that story you will also see how Krishna wants the dust from the lotus feet of his dear devotee. Once in Dwarka, Krishna manifested that lila. He fell ill. There was high fever. Krishna was shivering in fever. Narada Muni came. And Krishna was shivering in fever. Narada Muni said, what had happened? Oh, high fever. So, shall I get some medicine for you? Now your fever will be cured. Krishna said, oh, Narada Muni, there is no medicine for me. No medicine will work in this body. Only one medicine is there. Yes, what is that medicine? Please tell me. I must bring it. Now, if you can bring some dust from the feet of my dear devotee, that is medicine. If I smear that dust on my body, the fever will go. Then Narada thought, why, yes, this may be available. In Dwarka, Krishna had 16,000 wives, headed by Rukmini, isn't it? Their dear wives. So Narada Muni first approached Rukmini Devi and requested her, Krishna is suffering very high fever. Will you please give some dust from your feet? That will cure Krishna. What do you say, Narada Muni? I'll give dust from my feet to my Lord, worshipable deity. Shall I go to hell? She refused. One after another, Narada approached all the wives there. All of them refused. No. Narada became morash. You understand? Then Krishna said, all right, you go to Brajbhumi and please try there. So Narada Muni went to Brajbhumi. So gopis ran to Narada to inquire about Krishna. You understand? Narada knows everything. Narada wanders everywhere. So Narada said, Krishna is seriously ill, high fever, shivering in fever. I have come to get some medicine from him. And that medicine is with you. Yes, what medicine you want? And that is with us, yes. If someone can give some dust from your feet, that is the medicine for Krishna. Oh, is it so? Then there was competition between them. And says, please take from me. The other says, no, take from me. How many bags have you brought? How much dust you want? Do you understand? They made competition. Do you understand? This is the love, pure love. Do you understand? This is pure love. If for giving dust from our feet we have to go to hell, let us go to hell. Let our Krishna be cured. Krishna is so dear to them. Let us suffer for Krishna. Let us go to hell and suffer there. Thousands of lives. But Krishna, let Krishna be cured. This is pure love. Do you understand? This is pure love. Gopi prem. And whereas these Rukmini Satyabhama, they denied, they refused. So are they not devotees? Are they not devotees of Krishna? They are also devotees. But why did they refuse? Whereas the gopis gave gladly and accepted suffering. They will never suffer because this question of love, pure love. One who loves Krishna is like gopis love. Do you understand? That Mahaprabhu has taught, who is none different from Krishna. Aradhya Bhagavan Prajeshatana Yatadhyam Vrindavanam Ramya Kachitupasana Brajabhudvargena Jakalpita. Say that thing. Brajabhudus, the damsels of Brajabhumi. That means gopis. How they have worshipped Krishna with pure love. Gogulesa Krishna. Brajeshatana Yatadhyam. Son of Nanda Maharaj. They have worshipped. In such devotion, such love, with such love and devotion, Krishna should be worshipped. Brajasthanaya Krishna should be worshipped. Gopis have done. You understand? Pure love. It's pure love. Gopis are prepared to go to hell. You understand? This is pure love. And such love, the Rukmini and Satyabhamas have no such love. You understand? They have love. But there is some mixture. Do you understand? Their love is mixed. With what? But the love of the gopis, unmixed. Pure love. Unmixed. It's unmixed love and that is mixed love. And what sort of love that is? The love of the Rukmini, Satyabhama, the wives of Krishna. Gopinath?
Mixed with woman reverence,
Jnana Aishwarya. The love is mixed with Jnana Aishwarya. Do you understand? Aishwarya means opulence, Jnana, knowledge. Do you understand? Knowledge and opulence. But Gopi's love is unmixed love. No Jnana, no Aishwarya. Do you understand? Unmixed love, pure love. So it is said. Where there is Jnana Aishwarya, Priti Sankuchita. Priti Sankuchita. There is awe and reverence. You understand? Priti Sankuchita. Sankuchita means shrunken. The love is shrunken, contracted. It is not free love, open love. Do you understand? When there is Jnana and Aishwarya, Priti Sankuchita, the love is shrunken, contracted. There is awe and reverence. The fear is there. Awe and reverence is there. But for his unmixed love, pure love, you understand? The love is very wide, open. You understand? And no fear at all. Gopis didn't fear to go to hell. But they fear. The Rukmini, Satyabhama, they fear. Whereas the gopis didn't fear. This, you see the difference. And when there was Swayambhar of Rukmini, Rukmini was to choose her husband. Her father had invited Sisubala. You understand? Sisubala, the king of Chedi days. But Rukmini wanted Sisu to accept Krishna. She won't accept Sisubala. So Rukmini wrote a letter to Krishna, to Dwarka, and sent it through a Brahmana. So that Brahmana went there, handed over the letter, and so immediately Krishna came and kidnapped Rukmini from the Devi Mandir. You understand? So once Krishna caught some jokes with Rukmini. You understand? This is natural with husband and wife. Sometimes husband caught some jokes with wife, isn't it? So, oh Rukmini, why did you accept me? I am a cowherd boy. I have nothing. I am a cowherd boy. Your father had invited Sisubala as a king. Why did you accept me? You have committed some wrong mistake, I think. You understand? Now it is time. You may go. Go back and accept Sisubala. You understand? This is jokingly, just cutting joke. Krishna was cutting joke with his wife. Still, Rukmini was frightened. Oh, why did Krishna say like this? Will he leave me? You understand? Will he leave me? She is afraid. Priti sankuchito. You understand? There is awe and reverence. Where there is jnana and aishwarya, knowledge and opulence, priti sankuchito. The love is shrunken. This is proof. And Rukmini Devi was so much afraid. There is apprehension. Whereas the gopis are never afraid. They didn't fear to go to hell. Let us go to hell. Let our Krishna be cured. What is this love? You can think it of. How pure love they are. And Krishna is bound up. That says, therefore Krishna says, Sadamuktopi vadhasmi bhaktena sneharajjubi. Though I am ever free, supremely independent, still I am bound up with the love of rope of my devotee. This is most important thing. Therefore, such a devotee is greater than Krishna. Do you understand? Such devotee is greater than Krishna. And Krishna serves that devotee as a ordinary servant. Here Sukadeva Goswami says this thing. Krishna wants the dust from the feet of such a devotee. You see? He's known as Bhakta Bhakti Ma. Therefore Krishna is known as Bhakta Bhakti Ma. And devoted to his devotee. And Chaitanya Charitamrita also, you see. Krishna samya haita hoy bada bhakta pada. You understand? কৃষ্ণসাম্য হইতে হয় বড় ভক্তপদ। নবডি ইজ সুপিরিয়র টু কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ ইজ সুপ্রিম, মত্তপরতর নান্যত কিঞ্চিদ অস্তি ধনঞ্জয়। ইন ভগবদ গীতা কৃষ্ণ সেজ দ্যাট থিং ক্লিয়ারলি টু কৃষ্ণ অর্জুন ধনঞ্জয়, দ্যার ইজ নোবডি সুপিরিয়র টু মি, হি ইজ সুপ্রিম। স্টিল ভক্ত সাম্য হইতে হয়, কৃষ্ণ সাম্য হইতে হয় বড় ভক্ত পদ। দোজ হু আর ইম্পার্সোনালিস, মা বাদিস, ব্রহ্ম বাদিস, দে ওয়ান্ট টু বি ওয়ান উইথ দি লর্ড, ইজন্ট ইট? দে ওয়ান্ট টু বি লর্ড, ওয়ান উইথ দি লর্ড, দে আর মোস্ট ফুলিশ পার্সনস, ইগনোরেন্ট ফুলস। নোবডি ক্যান বি ইকুয়াল উইথ কৃষ্ণ সুপ্রিম লর্ড, ইজ সুপ্রিম, ইজ সুপ্রিম, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? বাট ইফ ইউ আর রিয়েলি ইন্টেলিজেন্ট, বিকম হিজ ডিভোটি, দ্যাটস ইউর ন্যাচুরাল পজিশন, কনস্টিটিউশনাল পজিশন। জীবের স্বরূপ হয় কৃষ্ণের নিত্য দাস, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? জীবের স্বরূপ হয় কৃষ্ণের নিত্য দাস, মহাপ্রভু হ্যাজ টট দিস থিং। This is the conceptual position of jiva, jiva, real identity of jiva. That is eternal servant of Krishna. You understand? So become his devotee. And become his pure devotee. Develop pure love towards Krishna. Then Krishna will make you greater than he. You understand? Krishna will make you greater than he. Why do you want to be equal with Krishna? You are such a foolish person. You cannot become equal. But become his devotee, his dear devotee, so Krishna will make you greater than he. This is most important thing. Krishna samya haita hoy bado bhakta pado. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, this has been said. কৃষ্ণের সমতা হইতে বড় ভক্ত পদ, কৃষ্ণের সমতা হইতে বড় ভক্ত পদ, আত্মা হইতে কৃষ্ণের ভক্ত হই প্রিমাস্পদ, আত্মা হইতে কৃষ্ণের ভক্ত
হই প্রিমাস্পদ,
আত্মা হইতে কৃষ্ণ ভক্তে বড় করি মানে, আত্মা হইতে কৃষ্ণ ভক্তে হাতে বহুত শাস্ত্র বচন প্রমাণে,
বহুত শাস্ত্র বচন প্রমাণে।
ইন 11th ক্যান্টো শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম ইউ ফাইন্ড দ্যাট থিং, ন তথামি প্রিয়তম আত্মজগুণী, ন শঙ্কর ন চ সংকর্ষণ, ন শ্রীর নৈবাত্মা যথা ভবান। ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? যথা ভবান, হি সেজ দিস থিং টু উদ্ধব, উদ্ধব ইউ আর সো ডিয়ার টু মি, রাইট? আত্মযোগিনী ব্রহ্মা ইজ নট সো ডিয়ার, লর্ড শিব শঙ্কর ইজ নট সো ডিয়ার, নচ শঙ্কর্ষণ, আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? শঙ্কর্ষণ ইজ নট সো ডিয়ার, ন শ্রী দি গণেশ অফ ফরচুন is not so dear to me. Naiva Atma, I am not so dear to me. Myself is not so dear to me. As you are dear. You understand? It's his own statement. And that has been said in Siddhartha. Krishna samata aite bhai bada bhakta bada. If someone will become such dear devotee, develop true love, pure love towards him, Krishna makes him greater than he. Krishna wants dust from the feet of such a devotee. Do you understand? he becomes bound up by the rope of love by that devotee, and Krishna has no power, no strength at all, no potency at all to break that bondage. This is a bondage of love only, pure love. Do you understand? Unbreakable. Krishna fails to break. But you want to break? You want to break. He wants to break. Krishna fails to break. He wants to break. Parameshwar wants to break. These are all rascals. Isn't it? You want to break Parameshwar? Why are you becoming rascal? Krishna fails to break such bondage of pure love. Are you superior, greater than Krishna? He wants to break. You are such a rascal. Then say, Krishna cannot. He is bound up. He says that thing. You will find also. Atma hitte Krishna bhakte vada karimane. You understand? Krishna thinks his bhakta, dear devotee, is greater than he. Yahate bahuta sastra vachano pramani. Many sastric evidence are there. From 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Na tatha me priyatama atma jogani na sankara na sa sankarsana na srir na ivatma jatha bhavan. You understand? Another instance also you'll see in Billo Mangal Thakur. You understand? You know Billo Mangal Thakur? Yes. He's such a great devotee. He was, first he was very much attached to a prostitute named Chintamani Vesya. Do you understand? Vesya, prostitute. Attached to that prostitute, Chintamani Vesya. Very much attached. But that prostitute taught him a very good lesson. You understand? The prostitute taught me a very good lesson. She said, why are you attached to me? What is there in this body? It's containing all abominable things in this body. Stool is there, urine is there, blood is there, bones are there. Bato, pito, kopo. All these abominable things are there in this body, this sack, this bag. Why are you attached to this? If you are attached to the all-beautiful Krishna, Madhurya Kanilaya Krishna, how great it will be. You understand? Why are you attached to this body? She taught a very good lesson. So from that moment, Billo Mangal turned his face towards Krishna. You understand? Yes. Turned his face towards Krishna. And became sadhu. And going to Vrindavan. Going to Vrindavan. He was in full ecstasy. He was going to Vrindavan. On the way, he saw a very beautiful maiden who was taking bath in a pond. He looked at her and stood there. And that maiden saw, well, sadhu, he looks like a sadhu. And why he stood here and gazing at me? Immediately she finished her bath and put on her sari, and went to her house. And he followed. Billo Mangal followed. And stood at the doorstep, and that woman went to her husband and said, I was taking bath, a sadhu came and stood there, gazed at me, I came home and that sadhu followed me, now is standing there, the doorstep. Then her husband said, if you say it is sadhu, sadhu means dear devotee of Krishna. That is sadhu. Very dear devotee of Krishna. If you say sadhu, it is our good fortune if we can serve that sadhu. You understand? If we can serve such a sadhu, then it will be our good fortune. All right, go to him. Immediately go to him. Pay obeisances and ask what he needs from you. Give him. You understand? So when her husband orders, she came. It's just lady. Always carries out the order of her husband. This just lady. Otherwise, a lady, married woman, should not look at any other man other than her husband. You understand? No. Then she will be proved unchaste. But when her husband says, go, then it's all right. So she came, paid obeisances, and said, oh, Sadhu Mahatma, I am now ready to serve you. What do you want from me? Please tell me. I'll give you. Immediately, thought of, oh, these eyes put me in trouble. Billo Mangal immediately thought of, these eyes put me in trouble. So immediately, took some thoughts and thrust into his eye and became blinded himself. You understand? How he has developed love towards Krishna. You understand? This eye should only see Krishna. All beautiful Krishna. You understand? This eye should not see any other thing. Why this eye is attracted towards Maya? Nasty eye. Finish these eyes. Can you finish? You cannot finish. But he finished. Immediately blinded himself. You understand? Yes, such love. He has developed. That is stated. Krishna knows the heart. He is there in the heart as Paramatma. Whether you have developed pure love, this pure bhav for him or not, that is the heart's business. It is not outward, it is inner thing. You understand? And Krishna knows it. And Krishna knows Billo Mangal has developed pure bhav. It's pure bhav, nothing wrong is there. And what is this? He looked at that maiden and followed her. Didn't he commit any sin?
In his mind, maybe.
So, if you can think of in the mind, that is also a sin. Yes. Has to think of in the mind, then you'll act. Then, is not sin. But Krishna came, when he blinded himself, Krishna came to him. He said, oh sadhu, are you going to Vrindavan? How can you go? Now you are blind. I am going to Vrindavan. Then catch hold of this stick, I'll take you to Vrindavan. How Krishna came to him? If he has committed any sin, what do you say, Gopinath? He has not committed any sin. He couldn't have blinded himself. He had no pure love towards Krishna. That's proof. It's accidental. It's accidental. And Krishna knows the heart. Ajnane hoy jodi pap upasthito Krishna tare khama kare no karay prayaschit. Isn't it, Gopinath? Vidhi dharma chhariba je Krishna er charan nishiddha papachare tar koru noy mona. Ajnane va hoy jodi pap upasthito Krishna tare khama kare na karay prayaschit. Isn't it, Gopinath? You know it? You don't know? বিধি ধর্ম ছাড়িব যে কৃষ্ণের চরণ নিষিদ্ধ পাপাচার তার কবু নয় মন was developed pure love, bhav stage, was attained bhav stage. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rishi Rupa Goswami has said, adu sraddha, tatu sadhu sango, atho bhajana kriya, tatu anartha nibruti, nishthastato, ruchistato, tatha sakti, tatha bhava. Premabhyudanchati bhavedkrama grijon, ilvesa. Last is prem, and prior to prem is bhav. You understand? This bhav stage. Suddha bhav, pure bhav. There's no anything mixture in it. You understand? One was attained that bhav stage, and maturity, and bhav is mature, then prem. You understand? And he had attained that bhav stage. Billo Mangal had attained that bhav stage. So he could blind himself. You understand? He blinded himself. Otherwise he couldn't have. And Krishna knows the heart. Now in his heart, there's no attraction towards, in his heart she is only attracted towards me. It is accidental. It is accidental. Vidhidharma Sari Bhaja Krishna Nishiddha Papa Jatar Kobu Noyman. In their heart there is no thinking of Pap, no tinge of Pap at all. This is accidental, outward only. Krishna Tare Kyama Kore Na Kuraya Prayasit. Krishna excused him. Krishna excused him. No, this quite accidental. In his heart there is no such thing, no Pap at all. Krishna tar khyama kore na karaye prayaschit. Ajnane va hoy jodi paap upasthito, Krishna tar khyama kore na karaye prayaschit. Unconsciously, if some, this paap comes, sinful activity, he does. Krishna excuses him. Krishna excuses. He knows the heart, because it is not in the heart. He has attained the bhav stage. Maturity of bhav is prem. He is done. That space. Krishna knows the heart. So Krishna approached him. Otherwise, why Krishna would have gone there? He was a sinful person. Isn't it? And Krishna led him to Vrindavan. Catch hold of this stick and come. And they arrived in Vrindavan. Krishna said, now it is Vrindavan Dham. Now you are in Vrindavan. So he snatched away that stick from his hand. Isn't it? Gopinath. Then Billo Mangal said, do you know what Billo Mangal said? Oh, you snatched away this stick from my hand. Can you go from here? From the heart? Then said, because he has bound up Krishna in the heart with the rope of love. And Krishna has no strength to break that bondage. He cannot go from the heart. You snatched away the stick from my hand. He has said, in Krishna Karnamrita you will find that thing. Have you seen that book, Krishna Karnamrita of Gopinath? In Krishna Karnamrita it is said, Hastam utkhipta jatosi vat krishna kim adbhutam hrudayad jadi nirjasi paurusanganayamiti. You understand? Gopinath, what Billo Mangal said, how strong it is. Hastam utkhipta jatosi vat krishna kim adbhutam. O Krishna, you snatched your stick from away from my hand and you are going away. Is it your strength? Is it your strength, Krishna? Sudayat jadi nirjasi. If you can get out from my heart, Pauru Sanganayamite, then I will accept you. Yes, you are really powerful person. Otherwise, I won't accept you. Can you get out from here? He said that thing. He is in Krishna Karnamsa. You understand? Gopinath, yes, bind Krishna in your heart with that rope of love. You understand? That is, Krishna is bound up. That is real devotion, prem, suddhaprem, suddhaprem, pure devotion. No mixture is there. No jnana, no aishwarya. No jnana, no aishwarya. And Krishna becomes, here what Sukadeva Goswami says, you are just as ordinary servants do. You see, Krishna was as ordinary servants do. Messenger, dhuta, and also servant. He acted like that for the Pandavas. Pandavas are so dear. In many times, many places, in Bhagavad Gita also you'll find, Krishna said, bhakto sime, priyo sime, sokhao sime. He has said that thing to Arjuna. Arjuna, you are very dear to me, dear friend. Bhakto sime, sokhao sime. You are dear devotee, you are dear friend. Therefore, I give you this most confidential instruction. And he also became charioteer of Krishna, of Arjuna. Isn't it? He became charioteer of Arjuna. Draws chariot. Carries out the order of Arjuna. Serves as a servant. You understand? Because Arjuna, the Pandavas are so dear. This question of love. You understand? And Krishna is bound up with such love. With such love. And one should develop such love. Such love. How can one develop? How can one develop such love? Loving service. Premamayi seva. One should perform loving service. Do you understand? Service based on pure love. Do you understand? The Rukminis, Satyabhama, Jambapatis. What are they not doing? Rendering service to Krishna? They are rendering service to Krishna, isn't it? But they couldn't give dust, whereas gopis could. You understand? This is pure love, question of pure love. You understand? Question of pure love. There should be no mixture of jnana and aishwarya. That is our goal. That is our goal. In devotional path, to attain that stage of love, it's pure love, unmixed, as gopis have developed. That Mahaprabhu has taught that thing. And Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna. He's Krishna himself. Isn't it? He's Krishna himself. But he came to teach that thing. Do you understand? He came to teach that thing. Because he became indebted. He became indebted. Krishna becomes indebted to such devotees. Those who develop such pure love towards him, those who can bind him up in their heart. Do you understand? Unmixed love, pure love, Krishna becomes indebted to them. Krishna never becomes indebted to anybody. Does he? Jezatham ang prapadyante stang stathami bhajamyahang. Has he not said this thing in Gita? Jezatham ang prapadyante stang stathami bhajamyahang. What does it mean? Huh? Tell me in English. You know this? Gopinath? Huh? One is rewarded according to degree of his surrender. Do you understand? One is rewarded according to degree of his surrender. If complete surrender, 100% surrender, do you understand? Then Krishna becomes bound up. That is pure love. Unless one develops pure love, he cannot completely surrender. His surrender will be partial. Do you understand? Surrender will be partial or conditional. Conditional surrender or partial surrender. Therefore, you can see that thing. The most significant word is there in the last verse of in this. It was the last part. Sarvadharma antasra papebhya mukhishyami ma suja. Do you understand? This verse is most important. Sarvadharmar parityajya mamekam saranam braja antasra papebhya mukhishyami ma suja. Giving up all other religions, only surrender unto me, my lotus feet. Do you understand? And says, ma suja, don't fear. Don't fear. That means you should surrender unto lotus feet of Krishna without fear, fearlessly. Do you understand? How gopis became fearless. Yes, they didn't fear, afraid of, they were not afraid of going to hell. Let us go to hell. Such type of surrender is question of pure love. If someone cannot develop such pure love, he cannot completely surrender. That no question at all. His surrender is conditional and partial. Isn't it? Huh? Isn't it?
I didn't
catch that. You can't understand it. Are you completely surrendered? No. You are not completely surrendered. Unless one develops such pure love as gopis are developed. Brajavadhuvar geno da kalpita. Why? Mahaprabhu said this thing. Ramya kachi dupasana brajavadhuvar geno da kalpita. Why he said that? As gopis have worshipped Krishna in pure love. Worship Krishna with such love. They are completely surrendered. You understand? Unless one develops such pure love, one cannot completely surrender. Surrender will be partial and conditional. Isn't it? Our surrender of that type, partial and conditional. But unconditional surrender and complete surrender. So Krishna becomes indebted. Krishna becomes bound up now with the love. And gopis have developed that love. When Krishna plays his flute, see the flute of Krishna, see, very sweet playing flute, at the dead of night in the jungle of Vrindavan, you understand, dead of night in the jungle of Vrindavan, the gopis run at that time, at the dead of night to the jungle of Vrindavan. Leaving aside their husbands, their family members, their home, their superiors. They run. Do you understand? Then, they break all the principles of religion thereby. Vidhi dharma. Vedamar jyada dharma. Do you understand? They broke the principle of Marjada Marga. A chaste lady, a chaste wife, devoted wife, cannot break this. This is a Veda Dharma. This is Marjada Dharma. The principle of Veda Marjada. You understand? But Gopi is broke. Gopi is broke. So says, Sarva Dharmana Parityajya. Give up all religions. Even Veda Marjada Dharma. You see? Lord Ramchandra is known as Marjada Purushottama, who strictly follows, observes this Marjada Dharma, Vedic rules and regulations. You understand? And Sita Devi also, very strictly follows Vedic rules, regulations. Most devoted and chaste lady, Sita Devi. She never thinks of anybody else than Ram. Though she was banished by Ram, still she didn't think of anybody else than Ram. So much devoted, so much strictly, she followed this Marjada Marka. You understand? But the gopis broke this Marjada Dharma. They kicked off. They left their husband, left their family members, left home at the dead of night, and ran towards the jungle of Vrindavan to Krishna. Then, because they have love, developed so love, so pure love towards Krishna. And Krishna said, "Oh, no parvi, you have developed so much love towards me, that you gave up your husbands, your home, your family members, your superiors, everything, and have come to me at this time, dead of night. Now, Parvi, I become indebted to you, O gopis. I cannot pay back this debt. I cannot pay back this debt. I become indebted. Now, Parvi, I cannot pay back. I have no wealth to pay back this debt. You understand? If I incur some debt, then you should have wealth to pay it back. Krishna says, I have no wealth to pay back this debt. Krishna has no wealth. Lakshmi Sata Sastra Sambrahma Sebhya Manu. Isn't it? Thousands and thousands of Lakshmis are serving Krishna, and Krishna has no wealth. What is this? Mysterious thing. He says, no Parvi. I cannot pay back your debt, O gopis. I become indebted to you. I have no wealth to pay back. What shall I do? He said, Krishna became indebted. What did he do to pay back? Do you understand? Know it? You don't know? Gopinath?
He accepted the inner feelings and the complexion of Srimati Radharani and appeared as Lord Chaitanya. And
therefore he came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu to pay back the debt. You understand? Yes. So Krishna came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu to pay back the debt. He says, I have no wealth. Dhana nahi. I have no wealth. Dhana nahi. But the wealth required to pay back this debt is with Radharani. That wealth is with Radharani. Do you understand? So if I can get that wealth from Radharani, then I can pay it back. Otherwise, no possibility. There is no possibility to pay back this debt. If I ask Radharani, please give me, she will never give me. You understand? She will never give me. No. And that wealth is stored up in the core of the heart of Radharani. Radhapuri. You understand? How can I get it? How can I get it and pay it back? So, he came as that. Because only the such a pure devotee who developed such pure love towards Krishna, was bound of Krishna in his heart, this love, rope of love, he or she completely tastes all madhurya of Krishna. You understand? See, he or she completely tastes the all madhurya of Krishna. Only in that mood, bhaktobhav. You understand? No. One cannot taste all the madhurya of Krishna without any other bhava. It's pure love only. That is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna samino hi taro madhurya swadano. Krishna
samino
bhakta bhave kore tar madhurjo charbono. Bhakta bhave kore tar madhurjo charbono. Shastre ro siddhanto ei bigger anubhavo. Shastre লোক নাহি জানে ভাবের বৈভব মূঢ় লোক নাহি জানে ভক্ত ভাব অঙ্গী করি বলরাম লক্ষ্মণ ভক্ত অদ্বৈত নিত্যানন্দ শেষ শঙ্কর সন অদ্বৈত কৃষ্ণের মাধুর্য রসা মৃত করে পান কৃষ্ণের মাধুর্য সেই সুখে মত কিছু নাহি জানে আনো সেই সুখে মত কিছু
নাহি জানে আনো
ভক্ত ভাব অঙ্গী করি হইলা অবতীর্ণ ভক্ত ভাব অঙ্গী করি শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য রূপে সর্বভাবে পূর্ণ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য রূপে সর্বভাবে পূর্ণ কৃষ্ণ মাধুর্যের এক অদ্ভুত স্বভাব কৃষ্ণ মাধুর্যের এক
অদ্ভুত স্বভাব
আপনা স্বাদিতে কৃষ্ণ করে ভক্ত ভাব আপনা স্বাদিতে কৃষ্ণ করে ভক্ত ভাব You understand, this is most important thing. As Krishna is the supreme personality of God, why he became a devotee? Why?
to taste.
His own madhurya. Own madhurya. To taste his own madhurya. Do you understand? He cannot taste his own madhurya. Can you see your face? Can you see? Stand before a mirror. Then you can see your face. Isn't it? Huh? So how can Krishna see his face? See his madhurya? Huh? Where is that mirror? That Krishna will see his own beauty. Where that mirror is set up? Huh?
Radharani.
Huh?
Radharani.
Radharani. That mirror is set up in the heart of such devotees, those who have developed pure love towards him. Do you understand? Pure love like gopis and Radharani and gopis. That mirror is set up in the heart of such devotees. Do you understand? And Krishna sees his form there, in that mirror. Sat prema darpana. It is known as sat prema darpana. Sat prema. Pure love. Mirror of pure love. Do you understand? That is here. So Krishna cannot test his own madhurya. So he came as devotee. Krishna samye nuhe tar madhurya swadana. Bhakta bhave kore tar madhurya sarvana. One cannot test the madhurya of Krishna becoming one with Krishna. No. Bhakta bhave kore tar madhurya sarvana. Only those preming bhaktas, such pure devotees, those who have developed pure love, gopi prema, radha prema, those who have developed such, they test. Krishna cannot test it. So Krishna developed greed for it. Krishna became greedy. You understand? Krishna became greedy. Huh? Gopinath, are you greedy? Develop such greed. Krishna became greedy. How can I have it? Such love. I cannot test my own beauty. How can I test my own beauty? As Radharani does. How can I get that? You understand? So I was telling you that wealth is with Radharani and stored in the core of her heart. And Krishna thought of, if I beg Radharani, oh, Radharani, will you please give me? She will never give. What shall I do? I must steal it! Yeah! Kutuki rasta rasastama hrutta! Is supreme stealer. Isn't it? Krishna is supreme in all respect. Is supreme stealer. Huh? So he thought of, I will steal it. I'll steal it from the heart of Radharani. Then I can repay this debt. Pay back this debt. Otherwise not possible. And he stole it. Do you understand? He stole it. That wealth. Assuming the sentiment of Radharani and bodily complexion of Radharani, he came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga here?
In the left side.
Oh. President, please install a nice murti of Gauranga. You understand? Yes, yes. Nice murti of Gauranga. Yes. He came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Assuming the bodily complexion of Radharani and sentiment of Radharani, though he is Krishna himself. You understand? Gauranga nohemara radhanga sparsara. Gopendra sutavinanya na kare sparsana. Do you understand what he says? Gauranga Nahemara, Radhanga Sparsana. Gauranga Mahaprabhu says, this is not the body of Gauranga, this is the body of Radharani. Mahaprabhu said, this is the body of Radharani. Only Gopendra Sutta, only son of Nanda Maharaj can touch this body. Nobody else can touch this body. Do you understand? Gauranga Nahemara Radhanga Sparsana. Gopendra Sutta Vinanya Nakare Sparsana. What he says is Krishna himself. You understand? Kahangale kahapang Brajendra Nandana. Kyaho mate betai va Sri Nanda Nandana. He was crying, shedding tears. Like Radharani. Srimad Mahaprabhu. You understand? Kahangale kahapang. Where shall I go and where shall I find him? That son of Nanda Maharaj, who will help me in finding out that son of Nanda Maharaj is Krishna himself. That's crying and shedding tears. Mahaprabhu, isn't it? Because Radha Bhav is predominating. Radha Bhav is predominating, not Krishna Bhav. You understand? This is most important thing. He has come to pay the debts of the gopis of the Radharani. That he says, Sastra Siddhantai Vigyero Anubhava Mudhaloka Nahi Jane Bhaver Vayo. Those are mudhas, those are rascals, fools. They cannot understand this tattva. You understand? The highest tattva. Gaura tattva is the highest tattva. Radha Tattva is the highest tattva. Postgraduate study. Chaitanya Charitamrita is postgraduate study. Yes. Mudha loka nahi jane. A rascal, a fool, ignorant fool cannot understand this thing. You understand? Bhakta bhava angikari haila avatirna Sri Krishna Chaitanya rupe sarvabhave purna. Therefore he came as Sri Krishna Chaitanya, assuming the mood of devotee. He is complete. There was some deficit in Krishna, but no deficit in Gauranga. President left. There is deficit in Krishna, but no deficit in Gaura. Is it true, Gopinath? What deficit was there in Krishna? Krishna is completely full. Yeah.
But still, he developed some greed. There was something missing.
Huh?
He developed some. He felt that Radharani had something he did not have.
If there was no deficit, why he became indebted? Why he couldn't pay back his debt? Why he said, no paroi? I cannot pay back, I have no wealth. Definitely there is some deficit. Isn't it? Why he came as Gauranga? To pay back his debt. Because wealth is with Radharani. So he stole the wealth to pay back. You understand? That deficit was there. Is there with Krishna? Huh? Krishna is Shyam Sundar. He is Gaura Sundar. Huh? See the bodily complexion. Huh? Krishna is Shyam Sundar. But is Gaura Sundar. Isn't it? That bodily complexion differs. Huh? Do you understand? The Syam becomes Gaura. Turns into Gaura. Isn't it? Huh? What is the change? Huh? Yeah?
Radha and Krishna combine together.
That's all right. What changes there? Why the complexion changes? Why the complexion changes? The Shyam changes to Gaura? Huh? Yeah? Mahamuni?
Maharaj, you were explaining before like a green mango is becoming ripe.
Yeah. Oh. It's green mango and ripe mango. The same mango. Krishna is green mango and Gaura is ripe mango. The color changes, yellow. And mango is ripened, is yellow. Unripe, green. Isn't it? The Krishna is Shyamsundar. Blue is green. That means mellow is not ripened. Mellow in Krishna is not ripened. Mellow in Gaura is ripened. So it changes, becomes Shyamsundar, becomes Gaura Sundar. Do you understand? So it is said. That bhakta bhava angikari hoilavati na Sri Krishna Chaitanya rupe sarva bhave purna. Now it is complete. No deficit now in Gaura. But there is deficit in Krishna. Do you understand? So in all Vaishnava temple, those who are followers of Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, in that temple you will find the vigraha of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Not only Radha and Krishna. Radha Govinda may be there. Do you understand? But if there will be no Gaura Govinda, we won't go there. Do you understand? This is the most important thing. Radha Govinda may be there. If there will be no Gaura Govinda, we won't go there. Because there is deficit. Do you understand? Mellow is not ripened. We want ripened mellow. Do you understand what I say? You understand? Yes, this is the most important thing. All Vaishnava temples, Gaudiya Vaishnava, you'll find. Gauranga must be there. Otherwise, mellow is not ripened. This is bhakta bhava. Sri Krishna Chaitanya rupe sarva bhave purna. Krishna madhurjera eka adbhuta svabhava. Apana aswadite Krishna kare bhakta bhava. To taste himself, his own madhurya, Krishna assumes this mood of a bhakta. Devotee. So devotee is such a devotee. Pure devotee. Developed pure love. Love of Radharani, love of gopis is so dear. Krishna is bound up. Krishna is bound up there. Krishna becomes indebted to them. What to speak of to work as an ordinary servant. He sometimes serves your family as a messenger or servant. This means worked as just as ordinary servants do. You understand? Krishna follows such a devotee, as I said, unnoticingly follows such a devotee to get some dust from the lotus feet of such a devotee. It's bhakta bhakti man. You understand? And this verse says the same thing. And that verse, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja antam sarva-pāpebhyo mukhyishyāmi mā śūca. Krishna says, this word vraja, vraja means vraja-bhumi, is the question of pure love, vraja-prema. Do you understand? Vraja-prema, it means vraja-prema, pure love. If someone cannot develop such vraja-prema, pure love, he cannot completely surrender. His surrender will be partial and conditional. Conditional. Krishna speaks about this pure love. That is there in Bhagavad Gita. Braja prema annanare braja prema dite. That Krishna came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu to give that prema. Braja prema. Pure love. So, Mahaprabhu's Sriman Mahaprabhu's mercy is required, and those who are dear devotees of Sriman Mahaprabhu, their mercy is required to get such prema. Otherwise, no possibility. Do you understand? Then you can get such prema. Mahaprabhu's mercy, dear devotees of Mahaprabhu, those who have got it, their mercy is required to get such prema. Otherwise, you cannot develop such prema. Then Krishna will be bound up. Thank you.
Seems to be that Lord Chaitanya is greater than Krishna, because there's something missing in Krishna that's not there in Lord Chaitanya. So why is it that the Vedas don't enunciate service to Lord Chaitanya as being even higher than Krishna?
Why did the Vedas mention that Krishna is supreme?
Yeah.
Why don't the Vedas mention that Lord Chaitanya is supreme?
Chaitanya is not different from Krishna. Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Krishna is supreme. That's a fact. Parameshwara is Supremeshwara. Haristeka Tattvam Vidhijiva Suresa Pranamitam is Supreme Truth. Vedas say so. And Vedas also say about Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You understand? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna, but specific speciality is there. His bhakta. So, therefore it is said, Krishna samya hoite hoy bada bhakta pada. If someone can become his dear devotee, Krishna will make him greater. Krishna will make him greater. Otherwise nobody is greater than he. Otherwise nobody is greater than he, supreme. But become such a dear devotee. Develop such pure love. So Krishna will make you greater. Yes, you cannot be greater by yourself. That's a specific point is there. You understand? And that's a fact decided by the Krishna is supreme. Yes. Yes.
You're saying that Krishna is not so dear to Lord Indra and Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva like that. So why is it
not dear to himself also? He said, I am not dear to me.
Sometimes it is said that Lord Shiva, he is the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna.
Yes.
So what is the understanding?
Because Shiva is a Vaishnava. Vaishnavanangatha Sambhu. Sambhu, Shiva ji is a Vaishnava. He teaches bhakti, tattva. But Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva have not got such pure love. Do you understand? They have love, but it's mixed. Not pure love. That pure love. That Mahaprabhu gave. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu gave that pure love. Lord Shiva himself has said that thing. In fourth canto, you'll find Rudra Gita. Swadharmanishta satadhanmi puman viranchita ameti tatparangi maang kintu abhyakrato bhagavatam vaishnavaham padam jathang vibuddha kalatve. That verse is there in fourth canto, Rudra Gita. It's Rudra's, Shiva's own statement. Swadharmanishta satadhanmi puman viranchita ameti. One can become Brahma if someone, some jiva, fortunate, qualified jiva, has achieved this thing for 100 lives, if he has performed this very strictly, this varnasram dharma for 100 lives, continuously. So he acquires the qualification. In one kalpa, Krishna will make him Brahma. Tatparahimang. If someone acquires something more auspicious than this, after me also, Shiva. But Vaishnavaham, Bhagavatam Vaishnavaham. But those who are in human form of body, pancha bhautika deha, matya loko nivasina, bhagavat bhakti rasika, namasya madhrusam sada. This is also Shiva's statement. But those who have assumed, gotten this human form of body and reside here in Martyaloka, in this earth planet, they occupy the higher planetary systems, Shiva and Brahma, Vibhudha, all the demigods. We have to wait for one kalpa, to attain that stage of pure love, do you understand? But these bhaktas here, in human form, they have not to wait for such long time. With very short time they approach, they go. That means in human form of life it is possible to develop such pure love, not in demigod form of life. So when Mahaprabhu came and distributing freely this prey, so they came in human form to get it. They found, oh, this is an opportunity now, we can get it. Mahaprabhu is distributing it freely. The Lord Brahma came in human form, Shiva also came in human form, Narada also came in human form. Isn't it? Who is Lord Shiva? Yes. Adi is Acharya. Sadashiva avatar. And Brahma? Brahma Haridas. You understand? Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Haridas Thakur. He was Brahma. He had stolen Krishna's calves and cowherd boys. You understand? So he became Haridas Thakur. And Adita Acharya, Sadashiva avatar. Incarnation, Sadashiva came. And Narada. Srivas, do you understand? It's Narada. They all came as human forms to get Krishna prema because Mahaprabhu is freely distributing indiscriminately. They got opportunity, do you understand? And that Lord Shiva has said that.